Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Politics matters. Many Republicans believe government exists entirely to protect business and enrich the wealthy. Our guest, Thomas Frank, is a former Young Republican and author of The Wrecking Crew, How Republicans Rule. In it, Mr. Frank contrasts the everyday cultural conservatives he described in his book, What's the Matter with Kansas, with Bush-Cheney-McCain Republicans. By carefully documenting their free market fundamentalism and right-wing extremism, Mr. Frank exposes how Republicans have deliberately undermined the U.S. government and its agencies in stark defiance of federal laws and the U.S. Constitution. It's the Republican way, Mr. Frank says, and they want to make it permanent. How long does Mr. Frank think these attacks on democracy can last? That depends.
It's not sustainable because what they're interested in, of course, is immediate gain. Look, this is the nature of capitalism. It always prioritizes immediate gain over long term. And so they wreck down the regulatory state because the regulatory state, OSHA bugs them, labor unions bug them. All these things are cutting down on their profit margin. They want them gone. They get them gone. And then look what happens. They cannibalize themselves. I mean, they revert instantly to 19th century form, as we're seeing before our very eyes. But there's any number of ways that they've used to make their vision of the state permanent. And one of them is the outsourcing and privatizing of all this federal work. How are you going to get that back? And another one is deficits. They build up these monster deficits, and you're stuck with it. You're stuck with it for 20 or 30 years.
Thomas Frank is a political observer, historian, and researcher. Before his book, The Wrecking Crew, Mr. Frank was widely known for his keen observations in What's the Matter with Kansas and One Market Under God. He's received the Lannan Award, was founding editor of The Baffler, a contributing editor at Harper's Magazine, and he's a regular columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Bill Russell and I share Mr. Frank's sense of urgency in understanding how profoundly Republicans have defied the American dream, and we lost no time getting started in this conversation.
Thomas Frank, I remember being in college and being very excited that I could take a government course because I would then know what the rules were. The one question, looking back, I wish that I had asked in my government classes is, what do you do when they cheat? Isn't that the question that we have failed to ask for about 40 years?
That's a really good way of putting it.
Isn't that the essential missing?
What about when they don't play by the rules?
Precisely.
What do you do?
Precisely.
Do you cry for the playground monitor?
Well, in America, we think of this as, we really honor fair play. Everybody's going to do right. We're all honorable. After all, we're Americans. But it ain't true.
No,
what do you do when they cheat?
Well, so far what you do is you lose when the other side cheats. Their cheating is rewarded, and they win. You want me to give you an example from the book is what I'm betting.
I don't care if it's from the book or not. If you'd like to, the book is fine.
Or from your next book.
Whether you call it cheating or whether you call it just playing by their own rules or playing in an extraordinarily, hardball sort of manner.
I'll up the ante. What if they're vandals?
Okay. See, you're better at this than me. I mean, this is Paula, you should explain this book.
I could, but I'd rather you did since you wrote it.
You have more credibility.
All right. What the book is about conservatism as you see it in Washington, D.C., which is a very different creature than what you see, say, in a place like Kansas or in one of your red states or your culture war battles or anything like that. And yes, vandalism is one way of describing what conservatives in Washington have done. Not playing by the rules is another way. But basically what you're talking about is people that have managed to take over the government and then say, they take a department, say the Department of Labor. Okay, Congress set up the Department of Labor 80 years ago to, look after the worker in this country, to mind the workplaces.
Regular people.
Yeah,
like people. We the people?
Yeah.
Those people?
When we go to work, this department is supposed to be have us on their mind. Well, what if you get people in government who don't agree with that mission and who think, well, Congress was, that's an annoying thing. And you remember when President Reagan ran in 1980, it was like a the businessman's crusade against OSHA. Remember, OSHA is a part of the Department of Labor. That's why I bring it up.
I remember it, but it's hard to remember because this is the Occupational Safety Hazards Administration.
Oh, I know. That's the problem with all of these things.
Who knew?
With all of these things, is that you're talking about things that are, at the same time, incredibly important, you know, to everything around us, as we're finding out right now as we watch the financial world come crashing down around our ears, incredibly important to the very basis of the way we live. And at the same time, you can't be bothered to remember the name. You know, even I can't, you know.
Yeah.
What was the scandal last week? The MMS, Mining and Minerals, I don't even know, part of the Department of the Interior. We'll come to that later, though. But let's say you get these guys in power who don't believe in the mission. They don't believe in these agencies that you've set up.
They don't believe in government.
Yeah. Some parts of government they do. They like the police force. They like the army.
This is called the night watchman state.
Yeah. They like the Federal Reserve for reasons that are all too apparent right now.
that is to say it'll bail them out when they fail.
That's right. They did not like the Federal Reserve before, say, 1978. But
because
it used to be run by Keynesians. You know, it used to be run by liberals. I mean, it was set up by Wilson and then reinvigorated by Roosevelt as a very liberal enterprise.
Because the system had come unstuck.
Yeah, the system had
off the tracks.
In a word, failed, and we needed we needed someone minding the financial system and keeping the guardrails up and moderating the speed, speeding it up, slowing it down, doing all the things that had to be done, hence a Federal Reserve. That's why you have it. But anyhow, so conservatives don't disagree with every aspect of government. You know, they like prisons.
Especially when you've privatized them and they're profitable.
Oh yeah. But the liberal state is what I'm talking about. And that's when they talk about how much they hate government, that's what they're referring to, is the liberal state. Things, essentially government since Franklin Roosevelt. So
Let's come back in just a moment with Thomas Frank and talk about what that means, because we need to redefine a number of things in the United States, including the word liberal, which has lost the original
meaning.
Well,
we need to, I think, reclaim the language, don't
Indeed.
We? Is that part of this?
We'll do that when we come back with Thomas Frank. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell, I'm Paula. Thomas Frank, be with us when we return.